Okay, this is an anonymous question. Can the plants explain, considering the supposed wisdom of hindsight, how we are seeing a new rise of extremist views, and can they advise on a positive response?
But they're always there, surely. It's not just now, they're always there. Just the rise of extremist views are cyclical in a way.
Yeah, I think probably that's true. So I suppose we can think of it in terms of plants, of a kind of things that are always present in the ecology, but every kind of species has a year where they might come into flux. And would that be a reasonable analogy? Insects or some other kind of parasitic relationship on a plant that overwhelms something.
Yeah, some sort of threat. How do communities or colonies of plants deal with threat?
Yeah, I think that's an appropriate way of trying to interpret the question, because plants, as far as we know, don't go in for all this sort of political malarkey, which the extremist views might actually suggest. So I think some extreme events, some extreme challenges in the environment that they have to face, how do they do that? So perhaps we can find an example which might give us a way into talking about that aspect.
We've come across this plant that's pretty ravaged. What is this plant, Dion, do you think?
This plant is a dock, just a common dock. It's been attacked by a certain beetle, little green iridescent beetle, and it's taken all the soft tissues off of the actual plant. All that's left is just the main leaf veins and the main stems. Everything else is gone.
So this is quite a severe event for this dock, and if we're looking around, we can see they're not all suffering like this, are they?
Some of the others that are fairly close by, the soft bits of their leaves have been eaten, but their flowers look okay. So clearly, this one that's sort of at the front of the group is the most destroyed. There's not much left here other than withered stem.
So this individual obviously lost the fight. But the community of docks, is there any sense that they can combat this threat in some way?
What you've got, again, is a very good example with some plants. I don't know how widespread it is amongst different species, but certainly some plants, when they are under threat, possibly by a herbivore, something chomping on their leaves, not very nice for them. They're going to lose that tissue, that ability to photosynthesize in those parts. But some of them, the chemistry of the plants actually change in response to that attack. And they release chemicals which get into the atmosphere. Of course, in the atmosphere, they can diffuse away. So they diffuse away from the harmed individual and can be detected by other individuals of the same species of the plant. And what they're able to do is actually change their chemistry so that if they do get attacked, perhaps by that herbivore in due course, they are better able to defend themselves. So there's some sort of resilience, the signal's gone out from that damaged one. But in some cases, it's not only individuals of the same species which can detect that signal and react to it appropriately, but other species, which would normally compete with the species that's being attacked, may also detect that signal, respond appropriately, and protect themselves from further attack.
It shows us, you know, these events are better tackled by working together.
And maybe acting quite quickly as well, responding to that call.
Yes, the quicker you can respond to something like that, hopefully the better it can be contained and the better for the greater majority.